Welcome back to another episode and a new season of The Chinan Show. I'm your host, Anna Banana, and today we're going to talk about what we're looking forward for or towards the new year. First of all, I want to say Happy New Year to everyone, and I hope you guys have a prosperous one. Today's guest is going to be Laurel, which is my dear friend and also the host of Spectacular Thoughts. She will be joining us soon, and I hope you guys stay tuned for the rest of the podcast episode. Thank you. So welcome to the podcast once more. I know you have been here a lot of times, but I'm still happy to have you as I have seen you grown with your community and what you're doing so far. You have even been more consistent than I am. I have to admit that. But you have been doing a great job, so I'm happy that you took the time out to come here and do this episode with me today.
Thank you. I'm honored that you invited me again. And thank you. It's so good hearing, you know, you're doing a great job. Thank you for that reassurance. I needed it.
With Spectacular Thoughts, are you planning to like merge both of them? Are they already merged, or you're gonna have them separate? Like, is it a part of your podcast, the resource that you provide for, you know, building community?
Oh, you mean my podcast? Well, I have kind of neglected that at the moment. I'm trying to focus on building Spectacular Thoughts more as a brand, yeah, mental health and wellness, you know, eventually holistic wellness, of course. But yeah, I'm building and as a brand and as a community, the Catharsis community. That's just a safe space that it's been taking off. People have been gravitating towards it. They've been benefiting from it, and I'm so glad. It's just a space for people to vent and to find like-minded individuals. It's just a safe space, and I really love how much we've grown over the past 7 months, grown as a community and as individuals.
Awesome. I've been a part of that from your very first meeting, and I am so happy that you have remained consistent with it so that you can actually see that while the resource won't be a big bang, like why you will have a lot of people rushing, there are people that are coming, they're staying, and this resource is actually helping them. I see that you're getting guests, the suicide doula, and she talks about a lot about passive suicide and how it still affects us, and how I've actually learned from her page that once you mention suicide, a lot of therapists get scared and they tend to want to push you off the side because they have to take accountability if you die. And I learned that from her, so, and I still remember that and everything. So I feel like you're doing a great job, and you are reaching a lot of people, which is why I brought you today, because I feel like it has helped me personally. And I know that if I'm having a bad day, or well, you don't have it on a daily basis, but you do tend to have it every week, every 2 weeks. So the meeting
monthly, yeah.
And you are able to get us, like you're able to get everyone, like you're able to get people from all over the world to come and share their experiences, especially with abuse, where they're at with their mental health, how they plan to shift it in within themselves, and how to influence others. And the fact that they are consistent, they're consistently coming. And I'm very proud of that. It has helped. And what I hope to accomplish here is to be able to use your resource, or to offer your community for my podcast listeners that are able to visit, because I really believe in this. Like, I really think it can provide us with a lot of, even if you're not the type of person to like go and read up on mental health and to learn about it. When you have people that are sharing their personal experiences and they're sharing their solutions and their journey, you never know, what will resonate with you. So you're doing a great job, and I really appreciate, that specific resource. I have not really met anyone. I mean, you're currently living in the States, but I've never really met anyone who said, okay, let's come up with a telehealth solution
Yeah,
or a
good kind of
community
thing. Yeah.
that will help us. What were you thinking when you first came up with that? Like, what was the initial thought?
I had been reading a lot of books because I mean, I was struggling with my mental health more than I ever had before during that time. And I was basically, using bibliotherapy to get better, using,
Same. I
yeah,
understand because I do it too. I do it
right.
too.
Because sometimes traditional therapy fails. It was definitely failing me, and books were were healing me, and I kept on reading that community is really what we need to heal. You know that people are. There are some people who cannot afford therapy. That's the reason why catharsis is free. I mean, there are people who cannot afford therapy. There are people who simply do not benefit from it. And I said, if I could just create this community where people get to speak, they get to open up them throat chakra and talk about whatever has been bothering them. It's a healing space that would allow people to get the healing that they need while building community. And we need those community bonds in order to get through this life. We can't do this alone. So the two books that encouraged me to create catharsis were The Myth of Normal by Dr. Gabor Mate and What Happened to You. That's with
I
Oprah
know
and
that book. I read
right.
it and enjoyed it.
Yes. So they basically said that community is
Yeah, you were right.
necessary. Right. So if we're there doing it the Western way where we're blaming individuals.
Instead of the system.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, if we're doing it the Western way, where we're blaming individuals instead of their environment, the system, then people are gonna find it harder to heal because they think, oh, I'm flawed or whatever. But when we bring back community now, we see the similarities in our stories, in our struggles, and we try to help each other to overcome it. And I think that is a way forward, really and truly. Also, I was thinking about the climate crisis when I created it as well, because the only way that we're going to remedy this is through a collective effort. And I know that if we heal, then the world or the earth will heal. So that's my long-term goal for catharsis, for us to feel well enough to care about the earth and care about fixing. Remedying climate change.
Awesome. That's kind of deep. And I get it all with the community thing because I've been thinking a lot, especially since the end of last year, about how capitalism affects community, which then affects the functioning of society, which then puts us in the position that we're at now. So
Right.
I was
And in
thinking.
traditional therapy, they don't bring that up. They don't like that doesn't come up whatsoever. So people just think, oh, the problem is me, when really and truly we're not evolved to live in this kind of fast-paced society at all.
We aren't, but I'm happy that you saw a need for something, especially for us, because we're young. We are supposed to be the ones to try and change what the older people has really
Mess
destroyed. I
up.
don't even know what to call this mess, but I am
Yeah.
happy that we are reaching an age where people are more open and trying to actually find a solution, and that there are actually people here that are trying. So I am happy for that. And the community will grow because there are people that do need these resources. So
Yes.
I'm really happy that you have decided to create this type of community. What are some of the goals or what you're looking for this year?
In general, for spectacular thoughts or for catharsis? Well,
I think for catharsis, since you said you want to rebrand it as more of a community resource than a podcast, which I completely get because podcast is a little bit raw.
yeah, podcasting is a lot of work.
It's a lot of
And
work.
in a way, like I was doing it to kind of get my thoughts out there while I was, having my existential crisis. But yeah, catharsis. My goals for it for this year would be, of course, to grow it. It has been growing over the past 7 months, where people have been coming. But the thing is that the amount of people who have registered, it's not reflected in meeting attendance. And I just really want to figure out how to convert the people who are interested in it to people who actually attend. So I know that if you're interested, you're going to register, and you see a need, or you have a desire to connect with people, but you don't show up. And I kind of want to figure out why that is, and I want the space to be so magnetic that these people sign up and they show up, because I really want people to get the help that they desire.
Okay.
Converting registrants to attendees is one of my big goals for 2024.
2024. And it can happen. We just have to probably find what's the main factor and reason why they're registering but not showing up. Maybe it could be fear. Maybe they're genuinely afraid because mental health is really, like some people don't accept, that there might be a mental health. Sometimes it's not even a mental health issue, but you've been told that it's a mental issue all your life, that you truly believe that this is a problem. So it's so many factors. It really depends on your environment, but I really
That's
do
true.
believe that you, the people that really need your assistance, they will find you because you have brought it into reality for them to find you. So they will. So you will be able to reach those who truly need you, especially for 2024 and beyond. And I will be here to ensure that because my podcast is literally based on mental health. You have a community you're trying to build. I want the people that are listening to my podcast to be able to have a resource, have somewhere they could go that is free. So they don't literally can just show up with a tool on them and learn something.
And it's online. It's just so easily
It's
accessible. It's free.
convenient.
It's yeah. So,
And there is a group as well if you cannot like be able to attend the meetings, and if you're open to speaking, you will receive the help that you need. So it's more so waiting to receive the people that really do need the help that you have to offer. And it will
yes,
happen.
that's right. And the thing that I'm proudest about as it relates to catharsis is the fact that people, like you said, people from various places attend. And I mean, initially, it was mostly Jamaicans, because my audience hadn't reached like the US and worldwide as yet. And it's been branching out, people from different countries attend, and we find common ground. I'm really proud of that.
That gives me the exact feeling when I look at my, podcast ratings. And even though the ratings aren't high, I see that I constantly have like one person from the Philippines that's always listening. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool that you're all the way over there and I can see the fact that you are always listening. So that really, even though I haven't been as consistent as I'd like to be last year with everything that happened, my hope for this year is that I'd be more confident, more consistent, and be able to get a lot more guests on the podcast so that I can reach more people, which guests is never really an issue, honestly. It's me, I'm the problem.
I think everything will align for you when you're ready to, get serious about it. But I love the content that you put out. It's refreshing to see someone my age caring about something that is really important, like this mental health, and also seeking to educate others. It's really inspirational.
Thank you. What are the biggest lessons that you have learned for yourself in 2023?
What have I learned? If I just keep trying, things work out for me. So before, of course, I used to be suicidal, and it used to be, okay, if this doesn't work out, then I'm gonna end it all. But I was pushed into a corner to adopt a new mindset. And now I realize that, hey, if I just keep trying, things do work out. There might be ups and downs, but when I'm down, I remember how good the ups are. In 2023, I realized that I just need to keep it pushing and things work out my way or better. And that's what keeps me going. So this year I'm so optimistic because it's just like this is my first year where I'm not suffering, like
Wow.
mentally suffering. So 2023 really opened my eyes to the possibility of a better future for myself and also for the collective, for everybody else.
Awesome. For me, For 2023, I learned a lot of things, but one of the biggest lessons for me is that if you have ever been like a survivor of abuse or anything of that sort, you cannot rely on your abuser or people around your abuser to validate and give you closure for you to heal. Those people will never admit that they have affected you in any kind of way. And sometimes it makes no sense to take it personal because sometimes even the persons around the abuser, if they everything that that person could have done something like that, it would have really affected them. So they just choose to not
Not
deal with
who.
it.
Yeah,
So
I
it's
know.
not on you. You know that you have lived this. You know that it happened. You just have to accept it for what it is and try to move past it without the validation from those people that have hurt you. So that's one. And then the second thing that I've learned is that people who love you, you'd never have to ask them for anything. Yes, they might show up in the way that they show up in the way that they can, and they will always show up for you because they love you. So you'd never have to find yourself asking all the time, hey, can you do this for me? Or hey, can you do that for me? Or hey, can you show up? You'd never have to ask because they will naturally show you. And if you realize that you have to consistently be begging someone to not only for material things per se, but for things that are necessary in the relationship, like adhering to your boundaries, giving you respect, and you have to constantly be asking for these things, maybe it's not a problem with their personality, but it's a problem with how they respect you or how they treat you. So that's what I've learned. Well, the two biggest lessons. And for 2024, I'm just hoping to put all the childhood trauma in a bag and just wrap it up now, throw it away, and have a wonderful 2024. Like, I know it's not that easy because I know that I've literally been experiencing abuse for like more than half of my life. So of course it's not going to take 5 years to heal from something you've been experiencing 20 years, but it's a process and you don't have to be miserable.
Healing is not linear, but it does help you to move through life much better. It does. Things get lighter. They do. Even if things around you are still heavy, when you heal, life does get easier. I can guarantee that.
It does, and you just need to maintain that little faith. There's because I grew up in a Christian household, some of the things that they do, I actually still do believe. Like the little they always say the faith as small as a mustard seed if you have it. So it's just hold on to that hope that even if you're in the trenches and this is the absolute ghetto and you don't want to stay, just remember all the good times you've had. And once you move past this, you probably don't even remember it, honestly. So,
Yes, I agree with that faith thing. That faith is really what got me to this point. I mean, I don't promote it as a method of
it's hard. It's hard
But that
because
did.
sometimes it feels blind, and that's why it's hard because you feel like you're just hoping, and there's nothing to like prove that this is gonna work out. There's no evidence. You kind of have to just go in there blindly, and it's the uncertainty that really ju does affect us.
Yeah, that is true.
So yeah. I hope to have more podcast episode out this year as well, but that really just depends on my mental health. So we will see where we're at this year, but I really do have a lot of plans and I really hope I'm able to achieve them all this year, and I hope you are able to as well.
Thank you. I wish the best for this podcast as well. I'm an avid listener, so I'm looking forward to hearing more from you this year. And yeah, I'm gonna push through with my thing because I'm doing what I love. When I was a teenager struggling with depression, I always knew that I wanted to help people to overcome.
Same.
And so when my mental health worsened, I was just like, oh, okay, well, this just means I can help more people. So I'm not limited to depression now. I started experiencing symptoms of schizophrenia, and I was just like, well, now I can help more people. So that's what I'm doing, and it's basically a dream come true. So yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said that to me with my bipolar disorder, said I went through it so that I can help other people through it. I don't like that, but I mean, I don't mind helping, but it's just that, like, why all of that was necessary.
Some of us, we have that weighty responsibility. You know the saying, heavy is the head that wears a crown. So
Is.
you're wearing the crown, that's why.
Yeah, but it is what it is. I feel like this is what I've, been meant to do. I am even in a mental health job, which is it's very rare and weird. Very rare in the sense of this is Jamaica and I'm working for an online mental health company that's overseas and I'm here. And I did not really use any CXCs to get in because they don't require that. At the time, they just required experience.
Oh, well, look at that. Perfect.
So it's like, damn, I really was meant to do this. So that's what I'm doing. And I really hope that everyone who is listening will attend the catharsis. Is it weekly or
It's
every two?
monthly. It's once a month, and I'll have specials here or there. So sometimes it might be two times a month, but it's a monthly meeting. For 90 minutes, And it's free. Like that's the bottom line. It is free, and you get to meet other people and learn from their experiences. It's an ex it's a great experience, and I'm hoping to meet new people.
Awesome. What I'm going to ask you to do is to send me the link for your registration,
Right.
so that I can just go ahead and put it in the show notes for people who are would like to register and attend for this month.
Sure thing, we'll do that.
All right. Thank you so much for coming and taking the time out. And I love you and I hope to see you often.
I love you too. Yes, we will see each other often.
Bye.